Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Trying to get our boy Pat Leonard on the line. Covers the Giants for the New York Daily News. Sending him a text with the phone number right now. Shocker, we're having phone trouble. You know, my biggest question for Pat when we get him on the line is going to be,
who are the Giants?
Are they slumping, or are they? Was the first half kind of an overachieving? You know, run. Teams get hot. Teams get cold. I mean, the Commanders sure were cold for a while.
I took more out of that 28-20 loss to Dallas than other people took.
What do you mean?
I think that if they had gotten blown out completely, then I could start thinking that it was just a ploy early on. But they didn't just get blown out. And then I think Michael Parsons had one of those games where wasn't a damn thing they can do offensively to stop him.
Right.
You know, and I don't know many teams that has a Michael Parsons on their football team.
Only one of those. Right now, let's get to the BetQL guest line presented by the BetQL Network and talk to our friend Pat Leonard. Of course, you can follow him on social at PLeonardNYDN and make sure you check out his Talking Ball with Pat Leonard podcast. Pat, what's up, man? How you doing?
JP, B. Mitch, what's up, man?
We're good, man.
Dude, so every week we do this thing where we go through the power rankings for the whole NFL on NFL.com. And this is the first week, I want to say, since week one, that the Commanders have moved ahead of the Giants. They had the Commanders 13, the Giants 16. And they asked a really good question about New York that I want to throw your way. Are the Giants in a simple slump, or is this an overachieving team coming back to earth?
That's a great question. And I was asking guys in the locker room a version of that question yesterday, actually. You know, they're so used to losing around here. I was wondering if the early season wins have them staying confident even though they've lost three or four, or if it's like, here we go again. And, you know, they're saying all the right things. I mean, they say we're a good football team, we're confident, we know how we can win. Their problem, JP, is like they only have one way they can win, and that is by grinding it down, having Saquon Barkley in the running game working, not turning the ball over, and making key plays in the fourth quarter of a close game. You know, the margin for error is razor, razor thin. And, you know, Washington already now, I saw the line, at least on Bet Online, went from 1.5 to 2.5 in the last day or so, which means they would basically be like 5.5-point favorites on a neutral field. That's a lot, but I do think it's indicative of how the Giants really could slide. Not just because they've overachieved, but their injuries may have caught up to them, especially Adoree Jackson at corner. I think Terry McLaurin is going to be hard to stop on Sunday.
Yeah, you know what's kind of funny here is if you take the names out of what you described for the Giants, it's kind of the same formula for the Commanders.
Exactly.
It's run the ball, play good defense, make enough plays tight in games. Daniel Jones, in the past, has torched the Commanders. Yeah. What is he up to? And does anybody actually call him Vanilla Vic besides Saquon Barkley?
You know what was funny? Someone must have told Saquon not to use that, because we asked him after that clip went viral, and he basically, like, in so many words, said, like, yeah, we're not calling him that. So I think the Giants shut that one down. And you know what? You know what else shut it down was, I'm still confused by this, guys. Like, Jones has really killed some teams this year with his legs. And against Dallas, I thought he might end up with, like, a career high of rushes. And he only ran the ball 3 times, which was a season low. I still am not sure why. I asked Daniel about it. He said that the Cowboys were looking for it at times, and so the read was telling him to hand it off or to throw, and he was staying true to the read. But he needs to be mobile for the Giants' offense to thrive, because Saquon's the straw that stirs the drink. But Daniel, listen, he's made some good throws. Darius Slayton has been a weapon down the field lately, but the element of his legs and his mobility has really been utilized well by Mike Kafka and Brian Daboll. And if he's not scooting around, you know, they're not a difficult team to defend, because what ends up happening is you just stack the box and play for Saquon. And you're absolutely right about both these teams' formulas. You know, Dexter Lawrence, the defensive tackle, he told me yesterday that this is going to be a battle of the big guys. And I, you know, I couldn't agree more. You know, this game's going to be decided by the two lines. And yeah, pass rush might have a factor, but I really think whichever team out physicals the other in the run game. I know this sounds like I'm talking about like a 1994 game, but I think that's what this is going to come down to.
When the NFC East was at its best.
You look at this game, and I think it's very similar to against Dallas. But I think that Dak Prescott is a better quarterback than what Taylor Heinicke is. They intercepted him twice. You know, you say one of your defensive backs is hurt. How good is the secondary of the Giants?
Well, you're right. They made some plays early. I thought Dak made a couple of decisions that just, or especially his one decision, just, you know, I have no idea what he was doing. I think they thought they had a free play and they didn't. They're not horrible. I mean, like, you know, they have guys like Nick McCloud, who's kind of played better than you expected back there. Jason Pinnock, a former Jet. They're giving them some snaps, but outside of Julian Love, B-Mitch, they're down 3 of their 4 starters in the secondary. They might get Fabian Moreau back at outside corner, but he's more of just like an average player. I mean, he's not a shutdown guy. The way that their defense has stopped people is third down and key blitzes and confusing schemes and aggressiveness in the red zone. So they've been like a bend but don't break. And recently they've broken in the red zone and on third down, mainly because their back end isn't holding up. Kayvon Thibodeau came alive in Dallas. But it's just hard for me to look at their defense right now with their injuries and say that they can stop anybody at a high rate.
I'm talking with our friend Pat Leonard here from the New York Daily News, covers the Giants, does a great job. Give him a follow at PLeonardNYDN. You can also check out his Talking Ball podcast. I know that in Dallas, which is a really bad team to have this problem against, the O-line was really banged up. What's the status of the Giants' O-line? I mean, you've laid out the blueprint is they got to be really physical up front, run the ball really well. What's up with their big guys?
This is maybe the one positive the Giants have coming into this game. They are getting Evan Neal back at right tackle, the top 10 pick. And it looks like, as we watch practice, it looks like Nick Gates, who started at center in Dallas for John Feliciano, who was hurt, it looks like Nick Gates might stay in the starting lineup and shift to left guard, where they've been really banged up, and that Feliciano will come back at center. And that Andrew Thomas was sick in Dallas, and he's getting healthier. So this might be the best and healthiest their offensive line has looked in more than a month. So if you're the Giants and you're Barkley, that is the one feather in your cap possibly that you have. One thing I'm curious about, though, is I don't know if it'll help Washington that they're facing two straight opponents here in Atlanta and the Giants, who it's not the same exact offense, but they're similar in how they lean on the run. And now the quarterback runs a lot of RPOs and read options, has some mobility that you have to watch. Like, I wonder if that helps Del Rio and Washington's defense that they're kind of keying on the same reads 2 weeks in a row here.
I think last week they basically, after a while, they decided that they wasn't letting Mariota beat him anymore. And they started to basically hit him whether he had it or not. I think in this game, Daniel Jones or Saquon, you got to pick your poison.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
And is Jones a better passer now than he has been?
I do think he's more decisive. Like, I would say in maybe their sixth game or so, he had a hitch, you know, with a clean pocket, where it was one of those, like, seeing things that weren't there type stuff.
Yeah.
And it was the first time I noticed it, because it was the first time I'd seen him do it all year. And I thought that was noteworthy. I kind of reflected the next day and said, wow, like, he really hasn't done much of that. Whereas a lot of his interceptions and turnovers and fumbles and in previous years have come from, you know, facing a lot of pressure and then starting to kind of not trust it. So I haven't seen a lot of not trusting it from Jones, you know, and his deep ball has always been good. You know, I think they had a touchdown call back early in that game at Dallas on an illegal man downfield that was really killer. Like, Jones was playing really well early, and that kind of shot them in the foot big time. But yeah, no, these are two quarterbacks who are used to being doubted and who are both playing pretty well.
Definitely two quarterbacks used to being doubted. Yep. Hate to do it to you, but time to ask, what do you think happens this weekend?
I think Washington wins. I'm a big believer in that big hat energy. And, you know, I'm trying to get one for the pregame on Sunday. I'll keep you guys posted. But, no, I think the Giants' best chance, is to outcoach Washington, because I love the matchup of their coordinators against Washington's coordinators from a schematic standpoint in game. But I just don't think the Giants have the horses. They're going to key on Barkley just like everybody does. And if Saquon doesn't get going, the Giants' defense is not healthy enough to win a game for them like they were early in the season. So I'm going to say Washington wins and covers.
Wow. There you have it. Pat, we appreciate the time.
Are you doing something that John Thompson said? Are you fattening frogs for snakes? He's just trying to set us up over here.
I like that term. I'm gonna start using that. No, you know, I said to somebody the other day, like, knowing Washington, like, Heineke's gonna score the winning touchdown, and on the last drive he's gonna, like, throw a pass that hits off someone's helmet. He'll catch it, and then, you know, lateral it to McLaurin, and they'll score and win. You know, he's got that moxie, and they just got a way of pulling it out at the end, man.
That does sound like a plausible scenario for this team, the way things are going. How about I almost feel like this is a better question, and it's a little different for the Giants because they have the Eagles in between. Good luck with that. But for the Commanders, their next two are against the Giants. They go to the Meadowlands, bye week, host the Giants. What do you think of these next two games? You have a split or a sweep for either side?
Well, that's a great question. I think from Washington's standpoint, you need a sweep. Both teams are desperate and hungry. But from Washington's standpoint, you have San Francisco, Cleveland, Dallas right after these two games. You know, maybe you get Cleveland there, but you're facing Deshaun Watson likely. So you have to win these games if you want to make the playoffs if you're Washington. So I'm leaning towards a sweep. But I think health has everything to do with the Giants here. And like I said, I know he's only one player, and I'm not even a guy who thinks that Dory Jackson's a star. But I just don't think the Giants can weather the injuries on their defense. I think as much as Dable's gotten credit for the offense, their defense was what was winning games in the first half of the season. And if they're not healthy, they ain't going to do it.
Pat, we appreciate it, man. Everybody, check him out at P. Leonard, NYDN, and check out the Talking Ball podcast. I'll see you this weekend, man.
Look forward to it, JP. Thanks, B-Mitch. Take care, man.
Take care, bud. Big hat energy. I like that.
The big hat energy is great. Pat is really good at what he does, man. And, I mean, B, you played up there. You know, those New York reporters have a tough gig. We're going to come right back. Ben White joins us at noon.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. Start NFL Week 13 off right with a no-sweat same-game parlay from FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. It doesn't matter if you're new to FanDuel or already have an account. You'll get free bets back if your Thursday night same game parlay doesn't hit. NFL same game parlays are a perfect way to combine your bets for a chance at a bigger payday. You can build your own same game parlay. How about Stephon Diggs over receiving yards? Mac Jones over passing yards? Josh Allen, anytime touchdown? Hell, anytime fumble? Build your own or choose from one of the popular same game parlays pre-built for you in FanDuel's top-rated sportsbook app. However you want to play, you can bet the NFL on Thursday night with a no-sweat same-game parlay. Just sign up with promo code Brian if you don't already have an account. If you already have FanDuel, you're all set. Just sign in and see what you've got. Make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old or present in Virginia. 3-plus legs, minimum $1 bet required. Refund issued as a non-withdrawable free bet that expires 7 days after receipt. Max free bet is $5. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.